He is good, good, good. Praise the Lord. You are love, love, love this morning. I want you to stand today, if you will, and turn in your Bibles to Galatians chapter 5, verse 4. Galatians chapter 5, verse 4. Amen. Amen. We're going to talk about faith today again. Can you imagine that? We've been kind of dealing with this subject, and I'm going to address some things this morning that may have challenged you in the Scripture. I know before it's challenged me. So, you know, when you come to church, I pray that you grow and learn in the Word. That's my desire for you, that you grow and learn in God's Word. Amen? So let's look at this. You have become estranged from Christ. You who attempt to be justified by law, you have what? Fallen from grace. Wow. You who attempt, you who work at being justified by the law, have fallen from grace and made Christ no effect. If we try to keep the law, we make Christ no effect. Amen? Christ is the keeper of the law, performed it perfectly. Why? Because you and I couldn't. Amen? Hold up your Bible this morning. Let's say it. Amen? This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. And I can do what it says I can do. Today, I boldly confess my mind is clear. My heart is open to receive God's word. And I will never be the same. Never, never the same in Jesus' name. And I confess, this place is full to overflowing to two, to three, to four services with people waiting out the door to get in. In Jesus' name, amen. Give God some praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Turn to somebody, give them a high five and say, hey, is your faith showing? Is your faith showing? Praise God. Amen. Wow. You know, it's kind of interesting because when we begin to talk a little bit about faith, sometimes people wonder whether works are necessary now that we are under grace. Are works necessary or are works part of what we do now that we are under grace? If you choose to depend on the law of Moses to be justified by, then that means we are declaring ourselves righteous. How? By works or self-performance. So if you're relying on the law, you have to work at being righteous and you'll wear yourself out or kill yourself because you can never be what the law demands. The law is good and the law is holy. In fact, the law is perfect, but you can never live up to what the law demands. That's why we have Jesus. That's why Jesus came, because he knew that we couldn't, so he did. And aren't you glad that he came? Because he knew that we couldn't, so he did. I'm so glad that he did. Oh, so I'm glad he did. Where would I be if Jesus didn't love me? Where would I be if he didn't care? Where would I be if he hadn't sacrificed his life? Sorry, guys. It's just one of those things. Oh, but I'm glad, so glad he did. All right. Praise God. So by comparison, righteousness by faith alone is based on what Jesus did and not our performance. Jesus makes us holy. Grace means we no longer have to perform according to the law to get God to bless us. Grace has bestowed favor upon you and me. Grace means favor. Therefore, God blesses us not according to our performance, but according to what Christ has provided on the cross. Amen. It is through this that we are blessed, that we are saved. And so salvation faith and serving faith, however, are two different things. We're going to talk a little bit about four different types of faith this morning, because a lot of times people think, well, now that I'm saved, I don't have to do anything but sit down. No, in our working, we no longer work for our salvation. That is finished. Hello? It is done. Amen? But we serve the Lord out of our faith that God has provided. Praise God. It is out of that faith, out of that response of what God's provided, that we serve him or minister to others. But so many people have got this ideal that, well, hey, now I'm saved, I just sit. Faith never sits. Faith is always active. Faith is always active. Amen. God wants our faith to be on display. God wants our faith to be on display. Y'all ain't hearing me this morning. God desires our faith to be on display. And that's what we're going to talk about. You are saved through faith. That part is done, complete. You no longer work for your salvation. Oh, y'all ain't hearing me this morning. But out of what God has given us, we move by the Spirit in faith. Faith is why the Bible says now faith is. It's active. It's in the presence. Now faith is. Amen. Hebrews 11:1. It is active. Amen. You're no longer struggling to be righteous because you are righteous in him. Amen. You're not trying to uphold the law any longer because the law is fulfilled in him, in you. Y'all ain't hearing what I'm saying this morning. Wow. Some people, they get saved, you know what they do? They just sit down and they're waiting to go to heaven. Well, I'm just waiting to go to heaven. I'm saved now, I'm sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, pray for me. Well, if you are, you need to be praying for others, or at least healing others. Amen. That used to be such a testimony in the old days. Anybody have a testimony service? Anybody ever been in a testimony service before? First thing out of somebody's mouth, myself, I'm saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, pray for me. And I thought, well, if you really are, you need to be praying for others. Amen. Hallelujah. So the work of salvation is complete, but the work of the kingdom, or the action of the kingdom, or the action of faith is ever ongoing. Turn your Bible this morning to the book of Acts. I want you to turn to the book of Acts. Notice they called it Acts. They didn't call it the book of sitting. They call it the book of action. Faith in action. Amen. Faith in action. I want you to turn to the book of Acts. I want you to turn to chapter 29. Chapter 29 in the book of Acts. Would you turn there this morning? Amen. Chapter 29. Can you put that up there, brother? What? What? Can you put up Acts 29? What? What do you mean? Aaron's back there shaking his head. Come on, brother. You're always Johnny on the spot with that. Acts 29. Aaron, what's up, man? Acts 29. What? That's who? That's you. That's me. That's us. There is no Acts 29 being in the Bible. It's being written today. You are Action 29. You and I have the Holy Spirit residing within us for a purpose. Amen. We are led by the Spirit. We have the power and the authority of God residing within us today. God never called any Christian to be a passive Christian. He never called any believer to be passive in what God has given them. Why did God give it to you? Freely you have received, freely give. Giving is an action. Amen. We give out of what God has given in. The Bible says work out what God has put in you. Work out your own salvation. We're working out what God has put in us. He has put in us the power of healing. He's put in us the power of deliverance. He's put in us the power of encouragement. He's put in us the power of peace. Glory to God. He's put in you the Holy Spirit. The Bible says that signs and wonders follow those that believe. You have to go before they're going to follow. You have to be in action. And that's what Nancy was talking about this week. She was, if you were missed that, oh, you got to get the tape. It was so good. She's saying, you know, when you go into, she said, I walk into Walmart, and she says, I pray that the Lord would show me someone that I can minister healing to. And she says, you know what, before I leave, many times there's people there that I minister to, and they get healed. Amen. You see what happens so many times. I know Christians, you know, when they get gloriously saved and delivered and they're filled with the Holy Spirit, they want to stay up in the upper room all the time. It's a great place. But God says, no, take it to the streets, baby. Go out of the upper room. Take what you have. Amen. Oh, man. Listen, the law can never do what grace has already done. The law can never do what grace has already done. Our faith is complete towards God. Hallelujah. Inward faith. Amen. It's complete towards God. That is done. But the demonstration of our faith towards men is that's where faith is working at. Wow. People depend on the law to be justified have fallen from grace. Being justified by the law. Being justified by the law means being declared righteous based on your own performance and work apart from what Jesus has done. Trying to keep the law will actually drive you crazy because you can't, right? Hello? Amen. Faith never moves God. We know God's already moved. God's given us faith. We all have the measure of faith within us. Faith doesn't move God. Amen. But Jesus moved. How many know Jesus moved? He didn't sit in one place. Look at Acts 10:38. You know this scripture, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and what? Acts 10:38. All right, now he's finding it. You can find that one, right? I think this one's there, brother. Amen. All right, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with what? Same Holy Spirit, same power residing in you who stayed in Nazareth. Who just stayed there and hung out. Man, this is so good to be here with my fam today. Hey, Dad's here. Mom's here. It's all good. Joseph, Mary, got my brother James here. Everything's good. Hey, we're just hanging out, man. No, who went about what? Doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. God's got an assignment for us. Not all of us are called to preach up here in a pulpit. Not all of us are called to teach. Not all of us are called to be a prophet or a missionary. But God's got an assignment for you. God has a calling for every person in this house. God's got people that you can reach that I could never reach. There's an assignment for your heart. There's an assignment for your life. You have the power of the Spirit residing within you. Amen. And God says, hey, just go out and release that. Give it out there to the world. Amen. Look at Matthew 14:14. This is a great scripture. Matthew 14:14. Look at this. Amen. Matthew 14:14. And when Jesus went out, and when Jesus did what? When Jesus went out, he saw a great multitude and he was moved. How was he moved? What moved Jesus? Compassion. Compassion moved Jesus. Amen. God says, I want you to be moved. I want you, when you see people, I want the Spirit to be stirred within you. Amen. To provide what they have need of. Amen. Wow. A lot of people, you know, they kind of say, well, you know, I believe. Well, belief is good. We need to believe. And we're going to talk about that a little bit. But there was a guy out in the desert one time. He was out there. He was stuck. He was lost in the desert. And he was sitting there. And he started to talk to God. And he said, Lord, I believe you. I believe you. I need deliverance out of this place. I'm dying. God, I believe you. And God sent a man on a horse. And he said, hey, jump on. The guy says, no, I'm believing God. Guy took off. God, I'm believing you. I'm believing you. I'm believing you. Here comes a guy in a motorcycle. Hey, man, jump on. Nope, I'm believing God to rescue me. I'm believing you. I'm believing you. Finally, God sent a guy in a Jeep. In a Jeep. Amen. I'm believing you. I'm believing you. Hey, man, come on, jump in. No, I'm believing God. Went by. You know what happened to the man? He died. God sent him three things, and you can have a mental ascent. In fact, let's go. Here's the scripture I want to deal with this morning. Wow. Four types of faith. Go over to James, because this scripture has to do, it hangs up a lot of people when James starts talking here. Now, let's think about Who was James writing to? He was writing to the 12 tribes that were scattered abroad, that were believers, but they were scattered by persecution. You'll find that in James 1, to the 12 tribes that were scattered abroad. Now, they had become believers, and James was actually written before Romans. So we want to look at this a little bit, because we're going to look at Romans a little bit here as well this morning. Are you guys there with me? I want to point out four types of faith here in James, all right? So let's go to James chapter 2, and let's start looking at here. James chapter 2, 14. Man, I was hung up on this scripture so long, and wow, it's like, wow, what is he talking about here? Does it mean I have to work? Do I have to, you know, what am I doing here? And am I really having to work for this? Is what's going on? And I'm going to explain to you. I'm going to try to help you. Maybe you haven't even struggled with these verses. Maybe it's just pastor. But I believe we all have struggled with this if you looked at it honestly. What does it profit a man, my brethren, if anyone says he has faith but does not have what? Just put action. Put action. Because we get so hung up on works. Amen. It's really more action. What does a man say he has faith but has an action? You see, when you have faith, faith doesn't move God, but faith moves you. Andrew Womack would have never had the ministry he had today if he hadn't acted upon the word that God had given him. He had to act on what God had given him. That's why they call it the book of Acts, because they were acting upon the word. Faith responds to the word, and there's an action that takes place. Can I get an amen? Praise God. We would have never started this ministry if I hadn't acted upon the word that God gave me. And so faith always acts upon God's word. So this is what he says here. What does it profit if faith is there, but there's no action to the faith? Wow. If a brother, and it gives an example, can that kind of faith save him? Can that kind of faith deliver them? No, if there's no action in faith, nothing is taking place. No one's going to be saved. No one's going to be healed. No one's going to be delivered. Y'all hear what I'm saying? All right? So let's go on down. Let's look at this. Now, here's the thing that you need to understand. If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled. And oh, by the way, this is what I call dead faith. This is number one. This is just dead faith. Just be warm and be filled, but do not give them the things which are needed for the body. What is it profiting? What is it doing? That faith is just dead faith. It's not doing anything. It's not helping anyone. It's not profiting anything. God gave us that measure of faith, not just for ourselves, but it would be released in the life of others, to make a difference in their life, to bring healing to them, to bring salvation to them. Hallelujah. God gave us that it may be an action in our life. God didn't, turn to somebody and say, God didn't want you living in dead faith. No, God didn't want you living there in dead faith. God doesn't want you there, amen? When you go and you walk with the Lord and grace is working in your life, this faith should work effortlessly. It's not a struggle, amen? It's a joy, praise God, hallelujah. Peter had so much of it, man, he'd just walk by people and his shadow would touch him and they'd be healed. Faith in action. Man, wow. Going down. Thus also, faith by itself does not have action is what? Dead faith. Dead faith. Turn to somebody and say, that faith stinks. You don't want to have that faith, man. Praise God. Let's go on down. But some will say, you have faith and I have action. Show me your faith. Notice, show me, show me. This is not faith towards God. This is not faith towards moving God. This is faith being present before men. your faith on display before men. Show me. Show me your faith on display before men. Amen. Our faith needs to be on display. It needs to be in action. You know, if you go all week and you're not... Man, you know what? Here's the thing, man. We get so consumed and turned in about ourselves at times and all of our problems and all of our things. We forget what God has in us for others. And I'm telling you, when you release what God has in you for others, your whole perspective of life changes because your focus changes. It's back on God and what God has done for you. And then it's on others, what you can do for them through the power that lies within each of us. Wow. Praise God, man. Hallelujah. But if some will say, you have faith and I have action, show me your faith without your action, and I'll show you my faith that works, or my faith by the action. Faith works. Faith works. You believe that there is one God. You do well. He's talking to the Jews here, right? You do well. He said, you guys are doing good. You believe there's one God. Guess what? Guess what? Even the demons believe. And what? And tremble. What? Demonic faith. Turn to somebody and say, you don't want that either. You don't want demonic faith. You don't want dead faith. And you certainly don't want demonic faith. Why? Because, listen, faith involves your heart. Out of the heart, the Bible says, man believes. The center of you. Heart is where actions take place. That's where Jesus was moved with compassion, is out of the heart. Faith involves the heart. Faith that is alive, faith that is active, involves your heart, because your heart determines your actions. Amen. And when you're moved with compassion, or you have a heart for someone, what do? When you say, well, I've got a heart for them, you want to do something. You want to give. You want to say, man, I've got to do something for them. Praise God. So faith is in your heart. Demons do not have heart faith. They have head faith. Right? They believe and they tremble. But do you want to know, oh foolish man, that faith without works again or action is dead? He's going to give us an example. Was not Abraham, our father, justified by works when he offered Isaac his son on the altar? Do you see that faith was working? Faith was what? Faith was what? Abraham, it was sweatless for him. Faith was working in Abraham. Amen. He was giving this example because they could understand at that point. Faith was working in Abraham, working together with his action. And by action, faith was made complete. Amen. Took him up on that mountain and said, hey, boy, come on, go with me. Put the wood on his back. He didn't carry the wood. Abraham didn't carry it. Isaac carried it. Sign of Jesus. Jesus carrying the cross. Jesus carrying our burdens. Got up to the mountain. You guys know the story, about ready to sacrifice his son. All of a sudden, meh, meh. Turn around and there is a lamb. And what did Abraham say? Jehovah Jireh, my provider. Faith is the provider. Hallelujah. It's a sweatless anointing when we're walking out in faith. We're walking through the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. Y'all get this morning at all? Y'all here with me this morning? And it was accounted to him as righteousness. And the scripture was fulfilled, which says Abraham what? He believed God. Amen. Faith in action. He believed God, and it was counted on his account as righteousness. Praise the Lord. Same thing with us. We believe in the finished work of Christ. It's accounted to us. And out of that finished work, we spring into action. And he was called the friend of God. Man, turn to somebody and say, you are the friend of God this morning. You are the friend of God. Faith always requires a corresponding action. You see that the man is justified by action and not by faith only? Likewise, was not Rahab the harlot also justified by what? Action, when she received the message and sent them out another way? You guys know that story. For as the body is dead without the spirit, or I'm sorry, for the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without action. Now, not working for our salvation, not work. Oh, God, if I can just move you. Oh, God, you know, prayer becomes work at times. I know people that work at praying. God didn't want you to work at praying. He wants you to rest. It's done. It's finished. Out of that rest, hallelujah, and the overflow, we walk by faith, not by sight. We move through with the Spirit. Amen? Effortless. Not hard. We're not working for our salvation. It's done. It's kind of like the little boy one time. He had been a rascal in the church. He'd just been, man, just terrible. Upset the pastor all the time, run through the church, tearing up stuff. Finally, one day, he had a heart change, and he wanted to get baptized. The pastor said, this is my opportunity. So he took the little boy up there, and he got him, and he said, son, do you believe? The little boy said, I believe, and he dunked him, and he held him under a little longer than he should. And he came back up, and he was gasping for air, and he said, do you believe? And he said, I believe. And he dunked him again. He held him under. Brought him back up again. He said, son, do you believe? He said, I believe. He dunked him again. I held him under. He started shaking this time. Brought him up, and he's gasping for air. The little boy said, the pastor said, son, tell us what you believe. He said, I believe you're trying to drown me. That's what I believe. Amen. I believe you're trying to drown me. Hey, wow. Guys, we are justified by faith alone. Acts makes our faith come alive. When we walk in this, man, I don't know about you, but I want to see the manifestation of the supernatural. Anybody got a hunger for that? Manifestation of, how is it going to happen? Through you, through me. Amen. As God moves us, as we walk in the Spirit, as we listen to His voice. Amen. There are people all around that need what we have in Jesus Christ. Look at Romans 3:28. Romans 3:28. How are we justified? We are not justified by works. We are justified by faith apart from the deeds of the law. By grace we have been saved through faith, not of your own works. It is what? The gift of God, Ephesians 2, what? 28. Hallelujah. Woo! Man, Lord, you're so good. Turn to Romans 4. Let's go to Romans 4. Hallelujah. Romans 4, 2 and 3. For if Abraham, now this is after James. For if Abraham, Paul writing, for if Abraham was justified by works, he has something to boast about, but not before God. For what does the scripture say? Abraham what? Believed God and it counted for him as righteousness. This is faith before men, before God. James is talking about faith before men. Two total different things. Y'all get this? Two total different, it's so important that you understand that. Faith before God and faith before men. That's why I started the service today to say, hey, pardon me, your faith is showing. Is it? Praise God. Go on down. Next verse. Now to him who works, the wages are not counted as grace, but as what? As debt. Talking about our salvation. Talking about trying to earn our salvation. Guys, we don't earn our salvation. Our salvation is complete by our believing. And receiving. Amen. But what we do is we go out with what we have and we give to the world. And we share what we have. Don't be intimidated by the devil. Don't be afraid to be used by God. God desires to use you. In Walmart? Yes, even in Kmart if they're around. Amen. In any mart, wherever you go. You are the vessel of God. The power of God is in you. It should be on display for the world. Man. Wow. Abraham's faith was so strong that it influenced his actions. Man, that's where he was. He was so strong, it influenced his actions. Amen. God has given us this faith to be on demonstration before the whole world. God desires that. Amen. Look at Hebrews 6:1. Hebrews 6:1. Praise God. Therefore, leaving the discussion of the elementary principles of Christ, let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from what? Dead works and of faith towards God. Man, dead works. Get out of the dead works. Get into the live place. Praise God. Stop trying to please God out of your effort. God's already pleased with you. He loves you. You can be used of God. Quit disqualifying yourself. Oh, I've been through a divorce. Well, so have I. Most churches would never let me go in and preach because of that one thing. But that didn't disqualify me. I've been married to that girl for 33 years now. Hallelujah. Have we had up and down? Yeah, if you're married, you're going to. Why? Because you're two separate people. Some of you already fussed before you got here today. Aren't you glad for grace? Turn to somebody and say, amen. Amen. Some of you are trying, man, I got to get that chili to church, man. It's chili day. Got to get my chili. Amen. Got to get my chili. Amen. And you're fussing at one another. Amen. But God loves you. Don't disqualify yourself from being used. God qualifies you. And he sees you qualified through Jesus. Don't let your past affect your present and future. Amen. God has qualified you through Jesus Christ. You are beloved of him. A lot of people, man, religion will disqualify you. People will disqualify you. People will point fingers at you and say, well, they can't be used of God. Are you kidding me? No, God wants to use you and complete you and just send you forth out into this world of fishers and wherever you go and say, man, listen, man, you walk in that place, that atmosphere changes. You walk into your workplace, they may be fussing and fighting. The atmosphere changes when you walk in. I tell you, when I walked into car dealerships, I want to tell you, I know for a fact the atmosphere changed when I walked into that dealership on that day. Those guys changed, their attitudes changed. It wasn't me, it was the power working in me, through me, and out of me. Amen. It's the same for you. When you walk into Walmart, Kmart, wherever you go, there should be a change in the atmosphere because you are there. Demons flee because you are there. Don't you be afraid of any demonic power. You have authority over him. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You can walk into a hellhole and pull them out in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Man, what's Andrew's book he's got out? We limit God. Don't limit God. Do we limit God? We do, because a lot of times, man, we're just looking at ourselves, thinking about us. Man, when you take your focus off of you and put it on others, your whole perspective of life changes, and it's so good. That's why I love about going to the mission field, because it's a whole different perspective. Hello? Wow. Praise God. 2 Timothy 1:9. Praise God. 2 Timothy 1:9, what did Paul tell him? Who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our what? This just lays it right out, man. Not according to our works, our effort, our goody two-shoes. Not according to, I've got, man, years ago they used to give Sunday school pins if you never miss a Sunday. I'm telling you, some people would trip over their Sunday school pin. They would never miss. And they'd had them, I mean, it was crazy, man. They'd have them all over the place. It's so stupid. I'm thinking, you've got to be kidding me, man. So not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and which was given to us in Christ. God has graced you to reach people. God has equipped you. God has given you the answers. Amen. God has given you the privilege to go out and share what we have. Peter and John were on their way to church one day to pray. Acts chapter 3. Said it's about the ninth hour of the day. So they're going up to pray. Said they were going up there. Now, you know, a lot of people are so religious minded, they don't even think about it. You know, what I get a cup of coffee in the mornings a lot of times when I come to church. When I'm in there, I'm looking for somebody I can minister to. Wherever I go, I try to find somebody I can minister to. I ministered to Faith on a car lot, and that's why she's here today. She bought a car for me, too. Thanks, Faith. Not only did she buy a car, you know, I love you. You're so awesome. Have you been going anywhere at that time? You hadn't been going anywhere. She hadn't been, and we got to sharing and talking. Said her husband passed away, and I had such compassion for her. And just, I love you. You're awesome. And so I was there in the car lot, and, you know, and I began to minister to her and tell her about our church, and we'd planted this church and all this, you know, and sold her this nice car, and she drove away, and I was standing out in the parking lot, and she turned around and came back, and first thought I had, uh-oh, something's wrong with her car. I said, oh, my gosh, no, that's not good, you know. And she rolled down the window, and she handed me a check, and she said, I just want to sow this into your ministry. And ever since that day, she's been here, a huge part of this ministry. And I thought, God, thank you. Help me to be more obedient. There's so many more faiths out there, so many more people out there. Guys, please don't get caught up into your own world. Get it caught up into His world. Get caught up into what God's wanting you to do. You're on assignment for God when you walk into that building tomorrow. You're on assignment from God. God has gifted you with so much of His power and grace. Amen. And you just walk into that place and that atmosphere change, man. I'm telling you what. I had guys start coming to me and say, hey, man, I'm going through this. Can you help me with this? Hey, buddy, I'm having this struggle. Can you help me with this? Hey, man, I got this girlfriend, that girlfriend. And I got this wife and that wife. And, you know, I don't know what to do. Can you help me, Pastor? You know, and man, I just, things change when you're around. Turn to somebody and say, things change for the good. When I'm there, because Jesus is with me, things change for the better because I'm there, because Jesus is with me. Wherever I go, I expect the supernatural to break forth. Ladies, when you're getting your hair done, you know how ladies are. They like to get in there. They just, guys do too in the barbershop. Oh, yeah, I go to the barbershop. We all sit there and talk, man. So I pray for those guys. Praise God. Man, I got this excellent barber, and I pray for this guy, man. He appreciates it so much. Praise the Lord. Amen. But you go in there, and that atmosphere changes when you walk into that place. Holly and I have noticed it. I've walked into restaurants. There'd be nobody there because the favor of God on our life. All of a sudden, people start coming through that door. I said, Holly, look at this. People start coming in, walking around. That's why people are going to start coming in here and walking around, because the favor of God's on your life. Praise God. They're looking for what you've got. The world is looking for what you have. They're wanting it. They may act like a fool. They may cuss you out, but they really desire what you have. And once they taste and see that the Lord is good, it's going to make such a difference in their life. Stand this morning. Hallelujah. Praise God. Give God some praise this morning. Amen. Went up to the ninth hour. Let's read this real quick. Ninth hour. Together, went to the temple. Man, this is awesome. They were going up for prayer, ninth hour prayer. Next verse. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb, who was carried there, lay daily at the gate. Can you imagine how many religious folks passed him by? He was there to gather alms, money, asking for an offering, which is called beautiful, to ask alms from those who entered the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go in the temple, asked for alms. Peter could have said, sorry, buddy, I got to go to prayer here. I'm busy. I got stuff to do. I got to pray. I got to get to that prayer meeting. I know people break their neck to get to a prayer meeting, but won't pray for anybody before they get there. Just a thought, folks. And fixing his eyes on him, said, what? Look at us. So he gave them intention, expectation, expecting to receive something from them, expecting to receive. Wow, was he going to receive that day? Awesome. Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but what? But what I have, what? What you have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk. And look at this. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And next week, a month from now, You know, why do people say, well, you know, you can receive your healing next week now? No. Now. Now. You didn't wait on your salvation, did you? Hello? You accepted the Lord and you were saved when? Then and now. It's like somebody come in today and say, Pastor, I want to be saved. And I said, no, you got to wait a week. You wait a week for you to be saved. He said, immediately, praise God, immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he leaping up, stood and walked and entered the temple with them, walking and praising God. Woo! Can you imagine being out there this week and you pass somebody, amen, that has a sickness or disease, and you pray for them and release the power of the life of Christ that you have in you, and they go back to that doctor and the doctor says there is nothing there, amen? You tell them, you know, I go to Discovery Church, a place of grace, power, and God's love, amen? They're going to be looking for this place. They're going to try to find it because they want to come and say, praise God for what he's done. Lift up your hands this morning. Amen. Say, by his grace, I can be used of God. Say, I am used of God to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover, to cast out demons, to deliver people, to see them healed completely. I have the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ living in me to make an impact in this world. My faith is showing. In Jesus' name, I receive it. I receive it. I receive it. I put it into action. In Jesus' name, amen. Give God some praise. Hallelujah. All right, I think we're going to have some chill eye today. Father, bless this food, sanctify it, Lord. We call it blessed. Thank you for all the hands that worked so diligently and prepared this food. And Lord, we just give you praise and glory. Thank you for our precious people this morning, full of faith, full of the anointing. Amen. Full of the power of God. In Jesus' name, amen. You can stay around, have some.